Greetings once again, everyone, on this Sabbath day. Today, I would like to speak about the true believer's identity. I would like for you to turn in your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 2, beginning in verse 9. Turn with me, if you will, to 1 Peter chapter 2, beginning in verse 9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of the darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past we're not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Consider for a moment this astonishing text, which quite clearly presents the true believer's calling, sacred occupation, heavenly nationality, expected moral standards, and spiritual identity. By studying this verse closely, true believers will become aware of all these things. That word peculiar, what does it mean? Well, in the Hebrew, it's pronounced segula. In the Greek, it is pronounced periosios. Now, this word does not mean that Yahweh's people are to be odd, strange, or weird in any way. Rather, the people of the Most High are a special treasure beyond the ordinary and a people for acquisition. Let us further examine their peculiarities. We are to be obedient. Turn with me, if you will, to Exodus chapter 19, verse 5. Exodus chapter 19, verse 5. Now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people. Turn with me now to Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 1. Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 1. Ye are the children of the Lord your God. Ye shall not cut yourselves, nor make any baldness between your eyes for the dead. Verse 2, for thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God, and the Lord hath chosen thee to be a peculiar people unto himself above all the nations that are upon the earth. Our aim should be to do good works. Titus chapter 2, verse 14. Titus chapter 2, verse 14. Who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. We should produce good spiritual fruit. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, verse 23, meekness, temperance. Against these there is no law. We are to be a holy people. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 9. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 9. The Lord shall establish thee and holy people unto himself, as he hath sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, and walk in his ways. Verse 10, and all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 16. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 16. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Make a note here. Holiness involves being set apart for sacred use. The people of the Most High are to be a holy nation, a nation set apart for sacred use. If we fulfill this divine objective, then we will be a peculiar people. If we do not, then we are just ordinary folk, no matter how rich, educated, talented, popular, or attractive we may consider ourselves to be. The qualities that put true believers beyond the ordinary are spiritual qualities. Faith, righteousness, meaning obedience, good works, holiness, sacrifice, and so on. The aim of most people is to be in the fashion or to be better than others. So they try to excel in sports, in wealth, in power, in possessions, in popularity, and in fame. There is no end to the lengths they will go to outdo fellow mortals. The motivation is usually vanity, self-pride, a very destructive force, I may add. The Most High is not impressed with the motivation of pride and its outcomes. He is only impressed by qualities like holiness, faithfulness, obedience, integrity, humility, generosity, gratitude, hospitality, and so on. Yahweh, the Eternal, wants his people to be different. What is the reason for this peculiarity? Why does the Most High want his people to be different? The answer is given in the text itself. That ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Let's go back to it again. 1 Peter chapter 2. Verse 9, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. In short, we believers should be different in order to declare the truths of the Almighty to the world. Truths which should be having a profound effect on our own lives. We are chosen to be different. We are chosen to be a holy nation for that noble purpose. Oh, what a high and noble calling that is. And a question again. Why show forth his praises? The ultimate objective is that others might see, inquire, learn, and come to know the Almighty God, and then choose to follow him. These thoughts are expressed in this following passage. Turn with me to Romans chapter 10, beginning in verse 11. Romans chapter 10, beginning in verse 11. For the scripture saith, Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. Verse 13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Here's where the preacher and the ordinary believer come into the picture. For we are to take the gospel to all the world. That is our commission. Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20. That is our commission. Yes, believe it or not, that is the sacred task believers are expected to become involved in. We are to give to the Most High the glory due his name, so that others will put their trust in him and live. That is the main purpose of praising God. I repeat, we praise him not to flatter him, but that others may turn to him, trust him, accept his offer of salvation, and live for eternity. What about Yahweh's will? 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Some points to remember. We are a member of the chosen race. He chose us. We didn't choose him. We are a special treasure. This indicates our value. We are to be above the ordinary. We should make this a reality in our lives. We are a royal priesthood. This is our sacred employment. We are an holy nation. Holiness is the supreme goal. No matter what your position in life may be, whether you are rich or poor, educated or ignorant, healthy or sick, powerful or powerless, these things are of little account in the currency of heaven. What matters is that you believe in Yahweh. You are His and are therefore a very special kind of person, a living treasure. And you are His for the express purpose of showing forth His praises to others so that they may hear about His Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, the Savior, believe in Him, and be saved. That is the measure and purpose of our calling. Never, never forget it. The true believer is one of the most privileged persons on earth. In the kingdom, we will all appreciate the full extent of this fact, which now we know only in part. Now, future sermons, which I will give in this category, will deal with great men and women of God whose lives testify to the fact that they were Yahweh's peculiar people, His special spiritual treasure. Amen.